Hello, welcome to a series of programs called Healthy Life, which addresses problems such as malaria, cancer, blood pressure, cholera, stroke, diabetes, skin diseases, and other sanitation-related diseases brought to you by Transworld Radio. Solomon Appiah is your presenter for this series of episodes called Dr. Luke.
Today, we will be looking at what Dr. Luke has to say about evaluation before surgery. Yanni was 56 years old and was scheduled to have surgery next week. He was to have his gallbladder removed as it was causing him a lot of pain and not working well. He was to go to the hospital to discuss with the doctor the surgery and any complications he might have. While at the hospital, the doctor asked him many questions about his past medical history. The doctor asked him if he had ever had heart or lung problems. Yanni told him that he did smoke and had done so for 20 or so years. He also told the doctor that occasionally, when he walked, he had some mild chest discomfort and shortness of breath. The doctor ordered an EKG, and the results showed that there were some very small abnormalities on the EKG. The doctor asked Yanni to go and see a cardiologist. The cardiologist ordered some other tests after talking with and examining Yanni. Then the cardiologist talked to Yanni about the surgery. He told him that it would be important to cancel the surgery as he might have some heart problems which could cause serious problems while in the operation. The cardiologist called the surgeon and relayed the information to him, and the surgery was cancelled. The next day, Yanni had another test which showed that he indeed did have very serious heart disease. The cardiologist told Yanni that he was very glad the surgery was postponed as he could have died within the surgery from his heart disease. A surgery was done to fix the heart problem, and then 1 month later, the gallbladder surgery was done, this time with very little risk to the heart. The gallbladder surgery went very well. After the gallbladder surgery, Yanni returned to the cardiologist for a follow-up. There, he asked the cardiologist many questions about evaluating a patient before surgery. He was certainly glad he did not have the surgery until he was fully evaluated. He asked the cardiologist how he knew to test him for any heart problems. The cardiologist told him that women under 50 years of age and men under 40 years of age generally have very little risk of having heart problems during surgery. However, those women over 50 years of age and men over 40 years of age more often than not can have heart problems during surgery. The cardiologist also told him that people who smoke a lot or have a history of a lot of bleeding are at risk of having complications during surgery. These patients should have special evaluation before surgery to fully understand their problems. Yanni wanted to know how common it was for patients to have heart problems while in surgery. The cardiologist told him that probably millions of patients in surgery each year have some type of heart complications. However, probably only 100,000 to a few hundred thousands have a heart attack during surgery. If a patient has no underlying heart disease, then the chance of them having a heart attack is less than 0.5%. Yanni asked how you could know if a patient had heart problems before surgery so they wouldn't go to the surgery. What gave the doctor a clue, like on his test result, to halt the surgery? The cardiologist told Yanni the following points were important. 1. A prior history of having a heart attack would require special investigation. 2. An EKG, which was abnormal like Yanni's. 3. Other heart tests, which were abnormal. 4. Chest pain, like Yanni had. And 5. Obstruction of the arteries in the legs. If a person has any of these 5, then they should not have surgery until they have been fully evaluated to see the extent of the underlying heart disease. The cardiologist emphasized that it is important to realize that during surgery, a patient's heart is put under more stress, and that is why more patients have heart problems during surgery. The cardiologist emphasized that it is important to realize that during surgery, a patient's heart is put under more stress, and that is why more patients have heart problems during surgery. Thus, the need for more careful evaluation before surgery to pick up problems early. The cardiologist told Yanni the story of a man who went to surgery without proper evaluation of his heart. The man was 62 years old. During the surgery, the man had a heart attack and died. The cardiologist told Yanni that more than likely, the problem was completely preventable. The doctor told Yanni about another type of heart sickness, one which is not due to heart disease, but due to sin. This causes a permanent type of death towards God. This interested Yanni, and he asked more questions. How is this type of heart sickness caused? The doctor showed him in the Bible the following. See to it, brothers, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. But encourage one another daily as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. We have something to share in Christ if we hold firmly till the end the confidence we had at first. As has just been said, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion. Hebrews 3:12-15. The doctor told Yanni that this showed that if we have sinful, unbelieving hearts, we would turn away from the living God. The doctor went on to show Yanni that all people did this, that is, went against God. He showed him the following place in the Bible, written about 65 AD, to the people in the city of Rome. This verse said, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." Romans 3:23. Then the doctor showed Yanni the results of the sin or going against God. Those results were also mentioned in the same book written to the people in Rome. It said, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Romans 6:23. The doctor explained to Yanni that when we sin, we get a wage or payment, just like anyone does for their work. However, the payment for sin is death. Spiritual death now and eternal death after we die. The doctor also showed that God gives us a gift, which is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Thus, there is an option. Yanni wanted to know how he could have this eternal life through Jesus Christ. The doctor told him that to have this eternal life, we must come to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ by putting our trust in him. Before talking about this, Dr. Luke would like to finish talking about other aspects of evaluating a patient before surgery. Not only heart patients, but also other types of patients need evaluation before surgery to avoid complications during surgery. Such patients include patients with lung problems, diabetic patients with liver problems, patients with hypertension, kidney, and even very old patients who have memory problems. These patients all should have careful evaluation before surgery to make sure they do not have problems, which can cause them to have complications within surgery. The doctor told Yanni of a patient whose blood pressure became too high during surgery and they had a stroke and died several days later. This is certainly a preventable tragedy. Thus, it is important for any patient going to surgery to have careful evaluation before going to surgery. In the same way, it is important for each of us to evaluate ourselves carefully before God in regards to our sins. As Yanni had asked before, how can we come to know this person, Jesus Christ? The doctor mentioned that it is through believing in Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. We must first believe that we have done wrong before God, which is called sin. It is this sin which separates us from God. We must also realize that we are powerless to save ourselves. God's solution to our sin and His wrath to us is mentioned in the following place in the Bible. But because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. Ephesians 2, 4 and 5. God showed us His love and made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead. Grace is the reason God loves us. Grace is God's unmerited favor towards us. We did not deserve it, but God gave it to us. The Bible, again in the book to Rome, says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with the mouth that you confess and are saved, and it is with the heart that you believe and are justified. Romans 10, 9 and 10. This is how we have God's eternal life. The doctor asked Yanni if he wanted to have this life, which can change his heart forever. Yanni did want this new life. They prayed the following prayer. Dear Lord, I know that I am a sinner and have sinned before you. I know that this sin has separated me from you. I believe that you died on the cross to take my sin so I would not have to bear it. I believe that you died on the cross to take my sin so I would not have to bear it and its consequences. I believe that after you died on the cross for me, you were buried and 3 days later rose from the dead and are alive today. I ask you to come into my life and give me a new life. Yanni prayed this prayer and gained new life in Jesus Christ. If you pray this prayer and believe it, you too will have new life in Jesus Christ.
Thank you for tuning in to Healthy Life series. You have been listening to a series of episodes called Dr. Luke. Please don't forget to send in your questions and concerns to us. You can contact us SMS on 0027-7264-14475. Call us on 0027-1197-42885. Email us via sat@twrafrica.org or write us through Transworld Radio, P.O. Box 4232, Kempton Park, Johannesburg 1620, South Africa. You have been with Solomon Appiah, and until the next episode, goodbye and God bless you.